Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
We're happy to have you today to join us in this Christmas program for 2010. It's always exciting when we come together to celebrate special events, and I cannot think of anything more special than the birth of our Lord. So we're going to be having a little presentation this evening by members of our choir and some others. Following that, we'll be having a birthday party for Jesus. After all, it's his birthday, so we need to have a birthday party, and we'll talk about that a little later. But for right now, I want to have a word of prayer and then just have you enjoy the program. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us today. We thank you for the privilege we have of being here in your house, and I thank you, Lord, for each person who's here. Pray that you would bless in a special way as we spend these moments together, and grant that all that's said and done will be simply and totally for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. You know, Christmas is a time of preparation and of celebration of the birth of our Lord, the Messiah, the Christ. It's a time for fellowship, warmth, gifts, and song, good food, parties, and memories. But we at First Baptist Church of Alpine hope to make Christ center of our Christmas season. Jesus is much more to us than the infant in the cradle, watched over by his mother Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, and announced in praise and worship by the angels. We hope the season of giving, as you dash around town trying to find that perfect gift for someone that probably already has everything, that you will bring his light, Jesus' light, to those who have nothing and those that are forgotten or overlooked. Spread the spirit of giving beyond your children, beyond your family, and beyond your friends.
Coming to help decorate the perfect tree for the church. We always have such a special time during Christmas. Have fun.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
See you
later.
Dave, that's crooked. Can't you hang it straight? I mean, come on.
I can't do anything right. I just give up.
Well, that's just terrific. If you won't even try, how can we have the perfect Christmas tree?
I did try. You hurt my feelings. Maybe you can just have the perfect Christmas tree all by yourself.
I've just about had it with you two and your fighting. What's wrong with you anyway? David, there's too many lights on that side.
Not you too, Ann. Maybe you can just have the perfect tree all by yourself. I'm doing the best I can.
Sorry. You know, Christmas here at the church is really important to us. I just want everything to be perfect.
Perfect, smurfic. There's no such thing as a perfect tree. Last year's tree was lopsided, and this one is lopsided and scrawny.
I picked this tree out myself. Do you have to be so mean?
Well, I'm just telling the truth. The tree is not perfect, and neither are you. Who was that?
I don't know, but I think it's a message from God for all of us. Maybe we should stop and think about the real meaning of Christmas.
He's right.
Luke 1:35, and the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come unto you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And the child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven? Perfect lamb, and this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
And in the Bible, according to Luke 2:7, it says this: "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
The Legend of Silent Night. This story has become yet another chapter in the book of Christmas legend. The year was 1914, and soldiers on both sides of the battlefield somewhere in France were enduring a dark and frozen Christmas Eve night. World War I, the Great War as it was called, eventually took the lives of more than 10 million people. But it is doubtless that the mostly young men of that Christmas Eve were contemplating much more beyond their belongings for home and warmth and family. When soldiers on the German line placed candles on small Christmas trees and raised them above the trenches, it touched the hearts of their enemies. These men, thousands of them on both sides, spontaneously began to sing the carols of Christmas. What began in those moments became the legendary Christmas truce. Weapons were put down, men ventured from their fortifications and gathered in no man's land to make note of the season together. They exchanged small gifts after agreeing to a truce so that all could celebrate the season. And so for a short period of time, no shots were fired. The following day, men who only hours before fought fiercely now stood side by side and buried their dead. Together with heads uncovered, they held a service to memorialize their fallen comrades. Before departing for another frozen night in the trenches, a solitary voice began to sing Silent Night in French. He was joined by another voice, this one singing in German. The words of a hymn known and beloved by all. Together they were contemplated heavenly peace.
By then, Silent Night was 100 years old, and it was a familiar and beloved by men on both sides of the line. It was no surprise. Silent Night was known around Europe and was sung in many languages for generations. But for years, historians have argued about its history. Books, magazine articles, news reports, and internet websites have told tales aspects of grand history for Silent Night. But in reality, the story of Silent Night is as simple as the song itself. Like most precious things associated with Christmas, Silent Night was passed from person to person as it touched lives. For Christmases to come, the simple hymn was performed first in families, then by traveling chorales, and eventually it was performed in capital cities before royalties. In nearly 100 years, it took to be known of the World War I generation. It had been performed in dozens of languages. Today, historians are working to correct the tall tale aspect of Silent Night. Regardless of what you read out there, Silent Night was not born of a broken organ incapable of playing something more grand at that midnight mass because mice had eaten through the bellows. Silent Night was the invention of assistant pastor and his talented friend for a simple celebration of Christmas. And so, it is used this day as well, attaching message of peace, a reminder of the best wishes for the season. Thank you.
Thank you. Is Jesus the reason for the season? You know, that's a quote widely known among Christians who celebrate Christmas each year. But when we take a closer look, can we honestly ask, is he really the reason for the season? You know, weeks before Christmas, people start their Christmas shopping. Names are drawn and gifts are bought for family, friends, co-workers, and neighbors. When the money runs out, well, extra hours are worked. Credit cards are pulled out in order to be able to afford to cross off each person on the list. Well, you know, this is no time to come across as someone who can't afford to buy the finest gifts. Christmas music is played in each and every store you enter to promote the shopping spirit. You know, Santa Claus, he sets up his station along with his elves in every mall where children are brought to sit on his lap and have their picture taken. They're encouraged to write letters to Santa Claus, telling him all about the stuff they would like for Christmas. Roads are temporarily closed off to allow Santa and his crew to have their parade to hand out candy to their youngsters. We don't see that when we, as tonight, we've come here for this Christmas program. We didn't have any barriers out there to let us come into this church. But they will for Santa. Flashing lights are put outside around the houses and trees for all the passing by. On the front lawn, you'll see Christmas scenery such as Santa and his reindeer, Frosty. And every once in a while, if you're very lucky, you'll see the nativity scene of Joseph and Mary hovering around the manger with a fake baby Jesus and a few farm animals surrounding the scene. Christmas trees are set up, they're decorated with bright colors. Stockings are hung and presents are wrapped in festive wrapping paper and neatly placed underneath the tree, waiting to be opened on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Children and adults alike can hardly wait for their time to open their gifts. So I ask you, as we celebrate this 2010 Christmas season, let us strive to make Jesus the real reason for the season and how he wants us to celebrate his birth.
Amen.
For volunteering. Life on the street is never easy, but especially hard during the holidays. It is sad to be cold, hungry, and alone at this time.
What are we supposed to do?
You have each been assigned a section on the street. Just walk through your area looking for anyone who seems to be cold, hungry, or thirsty. Smile and offer them a lunch bag and a cup of cocoa.
Remember to say Jesus loves you.
It is very important to share Jesus' love with everyone you meet.
My dad says that they're all drunks and druggies. Is that true?
That's not true. You can't say that. It's unkind.
It is true that problems with drugs and alcohol are part of the problem. But there are many reasons why there's people on the street. We know that Jesus is the one who is the answer to all of the problems.
Well, my dad says it is foolish to spend Christmas Day handing out food to people who could do better if they tried.
Jesus said we should help people. It's his birthday, so here I am.
That's great, Cindy. You guys come with me. Are you hungry?
Well, yes, I am.
Would you like something to eat?
Well, thank you.
Are you thirsty? Would you like some hot cocoa?
Really? Wow, thank you very much.
Are you cold?
Well, yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Here, take this.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so much warmer now. Oh, this is so nice.
This isn't right. There should be a place where everyone is warm and has enough to eat. There should be a place where everyone is loved and welcome.
Well, you know what? I come from a place like that.
Why did you leave?
Well, I left because my father sent me.
Why?
Well, he sent me to find a place to live.
There's an apartment for rent just down the street. I saw the sign.
Oh, not that kind of a place. I'm looking for a place in the hearts of people that will receive me. A place that I can come in and live.
We know who you are. You're our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Play your instrumental.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Christ the King. He night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error shining, till he appears and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the ruly world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Thank you.
Far away in Bethlehem, a baby boy was born, born with neither riches nor with fame. Yet wise men came from all around to bring him their gifts, and peace was felt by all who heard his name. Angels watched him as he slept and gently rocked his bed, their voices singing softly in his ear. Mary and Joseph both gave thanks to God above for the greatest gift of all, this son so dear. They knew his life upon this earth would not be filled with wealth. They also knew he would encounter strife. But most of all, they knew he would be a loving child and teach the love of God throughout his life. At Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, let's keep in mind the truth of Christmas Day. For it's not the Christmas wrappings nor the gifts that lie within, but our gift of love to others in every way. Psalm 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise.
Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
Shepherds kept their watching, or some Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel's chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountains.